Welcome to another episode of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm John.
I'm Judy.
I'm Marlis.
And tonight, this is episode 74, and we're going to be talking about some special releases from Diageo called Horizons Unbound. And looking at some notes here from Master of Malt, it takes whiskey lovers on a journey through the unexpected. Horizons Unbound, curated by master blender Dr. Stuart Morrison, brings together rare single malts and a boundary-breaking single grain that explores new flavor territories. Expect mezcal cask finishes, volcanic rock toasted oak, tropical forward distillations, and a distillery-first rye experiment.
And this is part one.
This is part one.
Because there are eight.
There are eight
of them.
There are eight different whiskeys in the set, and we are only going to be doing four of them at a time for probably what would amount to fairly obvious reasons.
Yes, yes, as we go.
Eight whiskeys would be a lot.
Yeah. Huh. So we acquired this sample set because that's, as you'll see if you look at the picture. For this episode, that it's little bottles in a very lovely display case. But we received an email from a PR rep, I guess is what you would call them, from Diageo, asking if we wanted to do an episode on this series and speak to one of their ambassadors. And so we went back and forth a few times about dates, about talking with one of the ambassadors so that they could actually walk us through a tasting. And unfortunately, none of their dates mesh with our available dates. And the dates we had available, she said they didn't have an ambassador available to speak with us. So, but she said, but we'll send you the box and so that you can do an episode. And I said, awesome. We're disappointed to not have the ambassador to talk with, but we will do our best to walk ourselves in our lovely amateurish way through this tasting.
Yeah. Now it's interesting. We're just doing the first four tonight, which are, Oban, a 12-year Highland, Singleton of Glen Ord, a 14-year-old Highland, Talisker, a 14-year-old Island, and Lagavulin, a 12-year-old Isla. Now, each of those is, there's something experimental about each of them, so we're going to walk through them each on their own. I'm going to start with the Oban. This is 12 years old. It is 54.7% ABV, so this is considerably stronger than the usual bottling strength. It runs about $147, so this is not something we're going to get a lot of, I can tell you that. It's matured entirely in bourbon casks. This expression celebrates Oban's coastal heritage with toffee sweetness and bright citrus. It's a beautiful pale yellow brass color. It has, I'm swirling it about to see its legs. Since there's three of us tasting from a tiny bottle, it's hard to get enough of a swirl to really tell.
Yeah, it's got some lace.
There's
some. It got a little oily.
So give it a sniff, everyone. What we should be seeing is a dry yet mild in feel with a very light prickle, which I think is true. There is a little bit of alcohol in the nose, but it's not going to burn out your nose hairs or anything like that, or kill your taste buds. It's very mild. Warm honeyed spice. The cask influence lends a rich, sweet, spicy depth to clean, fresh maritime Oban aromas that suggest a sea breeze. That was a sea breeze. Sand dunes and edible seaweed.
Sprung a leak. What do you think?
Okay. What?
I thought you sprung a leak.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Sea breeze, sand dunes, edible seaweed, which is not something I usually compare a scotch to, but we'll see. Edged lightly with citrus. Very slight scent of hessian in the development. A drop of water introduces a faint oily note and sweetens the nose.
So I wonder what
Hessian. All I can go to is the mercenary troops in the American Revolution.
It sounded pretty warlike to me.
Yeah, so, I don't know what they smelled like, but I think it's probably an herb.
I'm going to bet this smells way better than some sweaty old soldier.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yes. Depending on how drunk they were.
Well, yeah. Or how drunk I am.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah, we are. Not them.
Yeah. Okay, let's...
No, this smells nice.
And did you mention the ABV on this one?
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I keep looking at my card.
I know,
which isn't helping at all.
The
It's a little burny.
A little bit.
It's got a high ABV, so that's understandable. Mm-hmm.
It's
drinkable.
It's not harsh like I thought.
It's got a nice flavor.
It's very mild for the alcohol. And,
yes.
It's a light flavor. It's...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe got some honey. I don't know. I like that.
Yeah, I'll go. What gets me
sweet.
Three of the brands this time, Oban, Talisker, and Lagavulin, we've all tried before. Haven't had Singleton. Singleton of Glenord yet. But my experience with Oban in the past is that it's so smooth, it's almost not very descriptive. You know, you can say, well, it's very smooth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't... Now, some people really like that, and that's fine. And if you like really, really smooth, then the normal Oban is great for you. But I like something a little more upstartish or...
Obstreperous?
Yeah.
My experience with Oban is it is very, very mild and almost to the point of, you know, what's the point? You know, but that's me, because I've tried a lot of different kinds of whiskies, and if it doesn't have a fairly strong character, then I don't typically think a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not doesn't make it a bad whiskey. It's it's a very good whiskey, but it's just also very mild.
Mm-hmm. So for the palate on this one, you should get a smooth, creamy texture, sweetly welcoming, and fruity down-home taste, evoking tinned peaches in syrup, which I could see some peach in there anyway, and becomes notably spicy toward the finish, also true. Well-balanced, it could be improved with a little drop of water, again, because it's way over the normal ABV, which mellows the whole and adds a pinch of salt. Now, I've been to Oban. It is indeed right on the sea, so... Mm-hmm. It's like cool. So yeah, I'm enjoying this more than the basic Oban. So it's matured entirely in bourbon casks. Okay.
Okay.
Very tasty.
Yeah, I think this is definitely definitely a step up from the original Oban. This is very good.
Can I finish it?
Please.
Yeah, I think so. We're not going to do the water test
because
we don't have much of any of them, so we're going to take it a little easier.
All right.
All right. So,
well, that was a success, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Diageo and Oban.
Yes. Next, we have Singleton of Glenord, the 14-year-old Highland. It is 55.5 ABV. Ouch. This whiskey marries second fill sherry cask with a mezcal finish. There's your experimental part. That layers Glenord's trademark orchard fruit with smoky, earthy agave character. So the nose, you should have a honey-eyed pear.
Honey-eyed. Oh.
Shall I cut part of this one out?
Nobody wants honey in their eyes.
I know, right? A honey-eyed pear.
I was like, I've never heard of a honey-eyed pear.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think so.
It says honeyed pear.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
I'm like looking at it going, what?
I think we're all right now.
Twice, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, after one tiny sample, we're already goofy, so it's a good thing we only decided to do four of these today.
I guess so. I wonder if we should have done four episodes of two. Okay.
No.
Okay. Honeyed pear.
Sorry. Okay, all right.
Anyway.
Okay, we're still on the aroma, right? Okay.
Yeah. Let me put my...
Shall we pause?
No, it's all right. It's all right. I can do it. I can do it. Honey pear and apple strudel. What?
It's the... Why don't you read it off your card?
Apple strudel lead is what it says
on there. That's what it says. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? Okay, Marla, so I'm going to read...
Maybe apple strudel lead, that the strudel is leading the taste.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Joined by... Welcome to, you know, the joys of life.
We are having recording. Fun with Scott. Give me a break. We are having fun with okay.
Scott. Too much fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, my nose is running. Okay.
Okay, apparently the honeyed pear and apple strudel lead in the nose.
Okay.
Let me take my, because I don't know if I can smell it because my nose is running now.
I know.
Joined by vanilla cream. Mm-hmm. Baked citrus peel and a subtle struck match sulfur note. Mezcal's earthy smoke lingers in the background with dried herbs and roasted pineapple.
Yeah, when I first smelled it before we did the honey-eyed pears, I thought I did get some of that mezcal smoke.
Yeah.
Because I remember we did mezcal, and one of the reasons I wanted to do mezcal was because it was distilled and smoky, and you know, I thought, oh, I didn't actually like the mezcal that much, but you know, you do get that image from it.
Yeah, this is an earthier, sweet aroma, and that's coming from the mezcal.
Now I'm gonna reserve judgment.
Okay.
Of course, before I taste it, but I don't like mezcal, so this
well, no, I don't either.
I'll be interested in seeing if it if that dislike will transfer over to this. Mm-hmm. So maybe it would have been better if I didn't know there was mezcal.
Well, it's just a little mezcal finish.
I know. It's a little finish. I know. But it's the finish.
I know.
Did something interesting when it hit my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not poisoned.
No, I don't think so.
It's almost like it hit my tongue and it fizzed and tingled.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
No.
Okay.
No, although it doesn't have an overpowering alcohol aroma, you know, and not in the nose. But there is a slight burn to it when you taste it. Yeah. It's kind of like grabs the tongue and...
Yeah, as it hit my tongue, it was like, whoosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fizz, tingle, and then, you know, and then it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't unpleasant. I was just surprised
when
it did that.
Yeah, I think this is actually
very
tasty.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably as smoky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using air quotes for those of you not. Yeah,
that's
well,
right.
You can't watch anyway.
verbal air quotes.
Verbal air quotes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I forgot what I was going to say. But never mind.
It's as smoky probably as you like.
Yeah, it's
these days.
Yes, that's what I was doing air quotes for. I forgot what I was doing air quotes for. It's been a long day.
It has. I'm actually liking this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, you know, Singleton of Glen Ord is one that we haven't done before. So
I'll have to look for some.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the mezcal gives it a little more body than the usual. Is it a Speyside or Highland?
It's a Highland.
Okay. But that kind of smoky mezcal gives it a little more weight, a little more kind of, hey, baby. Okay, I probably shouldn't have said that. But
no, you should not.
And I won't say it again, but it's that kind of James Earl Jones approach to whiskey, maybe.
But now that I've finished mine, we're supposed to be tasting a lively mix of raisin and marmalade sweetness balanced by green chili spice with roasted agave and cocoa nibs emerging alongside toasted oak and candied ginger.
Well, I never identify all the things they say you should find, but I do get that kind of smoky and sweet together, and I find it very, very interesting and very pleasant.
Yeah, and the card calls it a gingery spice, gingery spicy notes, so I think both of those are good. The price on the Singleton Glen Ord is $175.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we would never have been able to afford to probably even do one of these bottles, or maybe only one of these bottles on an episode, and we would have chipped in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
so crazy. Many thanks to Diageo that made this.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, for putting together this kind of collection, I'm really intrigued by, you know, the kind of innovation and experimentation that's going on here.
Well, this is apparently something they do, I believe I read, each year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their 2025 version. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice collection so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
it's very tasty. We got like two more bottles to go, bottles to go today, and then another four in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, John.
It's going to be fun in the next episode where I think all of them are new to me. Or if not all of them, three of them. Mm-hmm. I think all of them.
Probably.
Oh, I'll have to look back now.
Okay. Next up is the Talisker 14-year-old Highland. It's matured in volcanic rock-toasted American oak. This Talisker release is elemental, smoky, and shot through with maritime character. It retails for $153.42 a bottle. On the nose is sea spray and maritime ozone give way to bonfire ash, cracked black pepper, and licorice root layered over charred oak. Hints of roasted hazelnut and smoked pineapple emerge.
I just know it smells really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would use this as a perfume, actually.
And try not to get pulled over.
I know. Yeah. Real life, such a bummer. I was going to say, does Scotland have volcanic rocks? Of course they do. Everyone does because, geology. But
especially since they're islands, really.
And have had, various things.
They were formed somehow.
Mm-hmm. But I like Talisker anyway. I've had their Talisker 10-year. I've had the Talisker Storm. It's from the Isle of Skye, which I think is absolutely gorgeous. And I like it just about anyway so far. So, for me, it's more tobacco or smoke rather than just peat. But, again, that's a very individual response. So,
Well, this doesn't smell... It smells a little smoky.
Mm-hmm.
When I first opened the bottle, I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's been sitting in the glass and I opened up some, it's not that it doesn't hit you so hard.
I think it smells wonderful.
It does.
Not the most discriminating thing, but yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of smoke now. Mm-hmm. It's taken me a moment just because the previous one.
Singleton.
The Singleton has kind of overwhelmed my taste buds for a moment. But now I'm starting to...
And this has nice legs.
Smell the smoke aroma. It's very nice. It's very nice. So let's try, on the palate, it's described as oily and powerful with maritime smoke, wrapped around salted caramel, black pepper, and grilled tropical fruit. A savory backbone of seaweed and smoked shellfish adds depth.
Mmm. Mmm. Whew. That's got a bite to it.
What's the fin? What is it? Did you say the finish already?
No, I did not.
Okay. And what's the ABV? I've got that written on at the beginning.
That is 53.9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are all strengthy little boogers.
Mm. Yeah. Whew. The finish is described as hot, smoky embers fade into cracked peppercorn, brine, and an earthy volcanic char. Cracked peppercorn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jamie cracked corn.
Yeah, there's a sweetness underlying the smoke in this one, which my favorite peaty guys have, And again, for me, this is more smoke than peat, but that's, how I experience it. That's not... but there is some nice...
Mm. Yeah, I'm definitely getting the smoke, the pepper, and the brine.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
For the sweetness, I get more of a cake or a dark fruit, a raisin, a plum, that kind of, maybe a little treacle. Okay, I'm making it up now, but I think there's some truth there. Are you done with yours? I could share.
You're a good girl.
Thank you. Judy just shared hers with me.
I'd go with the caramel. I think I'm getting caramel out of that too, which is one of the things that they noted in the description. So, yeah, this is, it seems very nice.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think the first swallow has a pretty alcoholy bite.
Yeah.
But after that, it gets mellower and mellower, which, of course, is dangerous, but tasty, very tasty.
That's true.
Judy is making faces here. She's not a big peat girl.
I'm not a big peat girl anymore. I used to be. I used to like to drink the Bog Man.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, the cracked pepper is now...
yeah. Mm-hmm. Making its presence known. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a feisty scotch. Mm. I'm kind of liking it.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, the flavors were definitely interesting. I wanted to try it, obviously, because of the whole volcanic rock thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely got that smoky flavor. I also didn't taste necessarily peat. It was more smoky. You know, like a couple steps above, a little bit of smokiness in the singleton.
Yeah,
singleton. Mm-hmm. Yes. So yeah, I mean, it was fine. It's just I prefer not to drink it anymore.
Yeah. Well, and that's coming from a seismically active part of the world in the Pacific Northwest. You know, the whole volcanic rock thing is kind of neat. Things you can do with volcanoes. You know, this I had not. Yeah, this I had not anticipated. But I have a friend whose husband is a geologist. I have to tell him about this one. Although it's expensive enough, they probably won't buy it. But still,
yeah. That could be. Okay.
Well, so far these are all, as they say, experimental, but really interesting. Kudos to Diageo and the master blender or the master distiller that they mentioned in the first, because this is a really interesting batch.
And we have one left. Who's doing that one?
That's me.
Okay.
One of my favorite things. Although, it was kind of ruined by that guy in the office, the really nerdy guy who keeps thinking, Lagavulin 16, you know, and it's like, how can I deal with this? Anyway, it was a trauma. All right, so this, on the other hand, is a Lagavulin. It's 12 years old. It's an Islay. And the ABV is 56.5%. Now, normal ABV for a bottled scotch is like between 40 and 43%. If you get a 46%, that's a spicy meatball, you know. So these are all fairly, given that we each only get like half an ounce of these, it's like, yeah, I can feel it already, even with, you know, tiny, tiny bits. So this is about $153, $155 a bottle.
And this site says 180.
Well, 12 years. 12 year old.
Yeah. 180, this site says.
Oh, okay. Well, this is
depends
what was on
where you get it.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm using the information from Diageo to... I love this. It says, a lively example of Lagavulin, boisterous and bumptious, brazenly displaying its distillery character. I mean, this... I am anticipating large things here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the appearance, mid-gold with occasional khaki lights. I think we'd have to have more of it.
We'd have to have more lights.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have a dim house. What can I say? Okay, thick, slow-running legs.
Yeah, there's definitely the tortoise going on there.
Okay, all right, good. All right, for the nose.
It's different.
I know. A bold, forthright nose with moderate prickle.
A little
moderate prickle. Mm-hmm. Immediately phenolic, which I think is the peaty thing, with smoldering peat and wood ash, then hints of cleansing soap and fabric stretching plasters.
Plasters, like Band-Aids.
Backed by maritime notes that call to mind...
It's the rock, UK way.
Rock pools, lobster pots... Fresh scallops and dry oyster shells. The nose bleed. the nose peel. Excuse me.
Yeah. I don't think there's any nose bleeds.
Diageo is going to kill me. All right.
Yeah, literally.
The nose peel.
Yeah.
Becomes drier in time. Even a drop of water closes the aroma considerably. So.
I wanted to. It says plasters, which is Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. They were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, smells like Band-Aids. And we've had a whiskey like that before where I'm like, it smells like Band-Aids. For some reason, that aroma overpowers all that other stuff for me.
I know.
And it did for the other one too. And if I remember correctly, I still like the flavor of the one that I once before said smelled like Band-Aids.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, the things, the nouns that distillers choose to describe their scotches, it's like sticking plasters, rock pools, lobster pots, fresh scallops. Okay, I like fresh scallops a lot. Dry oyster shells, I just kind of leave them where they are. You know, it's like the wet seaweed. Well, seaweed is tasty. A lot of cuisines use it, and yet not necessarily what I look like, but look for.
No, she does not look like wet seaweed either. Yeah.
Even on my worst day. So. Yeah. Okay, so this is Lagavulin 12 years, 56.5 ABV, and the nose.
Band-aids.
I know.
Yeah, it reminds me of the, what was the other one? The
Talisker?
No, not the Talisker. What was the?
The Singleton.
Oban?
The Singleton.
Yeah. Oh, the Singleton.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one had the agave in it, and it's got kind of a more of an earthy sweet.
This smell. Is supposed to be like campfire smoke, mm-hmm. followed by, you know, treacle, hazelnuts. Mm-hmm. I get the campfire, definitely. Oh, this would be a wonderful thing to drink when you're out on a, not a nice California beach having a picnic, but a nice Pacific Northwest beach where the rain and the sleet yes. and everything is
Why
coming at you.
Why are we having a picnic on the beach in the rain and the sleet?
Because we are hardy folk.
Are there any beaches in the Pacific Northwest that can be described as nice?
Well, they're rocky and they have convenient logs on them to sit on.
That's so, many logs. This is
and true. They do let you build bonfires on the beach.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You can drive out there and park.
Roast a few shellfish of sorts.
Careful,
of
your
yes.
car won't get washed away.
I know. Yeah, be very careful about that. Don't
do it
tempt
king
fate.
Don't do it king
yeah.
tide
yeah.
week.
Yeah, that's, no
yeah,
kidding.
Especially. Yeah, John and I went. Yeah, went. We're at the beach last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and or a week before last, I guess really. But we went took a walk on the beach, and there was this car, and it was right after the king tide. And there was this car that was like half up to its cub caps in sand and wet, heavy sand, and the doors were all open, and the car looked like it had been through the washing machine.
Because it had,
was, yeah,
yeah,
it was pretty bad.
The ocean got it, and it. There,
didn't
sat.
Let go. Mm-mm. Didn't let go. No.
So don't do it.
No. Okay, so on the palate, this is supposed to be smooth and slightly lightly oily in texture with a robust taste, which is at once sweet with a dried fruit character, savory, spicy, salty, and smoky. Powerfully smoky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good. I like that.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. It tastes like all those things.
Not for Judy.
Oh.
Who has so generously given me her
I've
share.
Donated mm-hmm, it to mm-hmm, Jonna because mm-hmm. Marla's already oh, got a yeah. donation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is, whew.
I love it.
The heat that is generated by the ABV is considerable. I will say that. You feel as though you could roast the barley yourself in some senses, but it is really tasty.
Oh, yeah.
It is not a one-note scotch. Okay, I think I already... spicy, smoky hints of peat, smoother and sweeter with a drop of water. But yeah, no water because we don't have that much, so... Mm. Oh my goodness, that is good. people do a lot of dinners, you know, wine pairings with food and everything. And I am not terribly successful at doing pairings with scotch. And yet one time... My sister and I went to Port Townsend for Thanksgiving, and I don't like turkey that much, so I got this wonderful steak dinner, and it was beautifully done, and it was very tasty and spicy. And then for dessert, I just got a shot of Lagavulin neat, and it was so good with the spicy foods that I'd had before. The Lagavulin was sweet and very tasty. And this is kind of what I'm getting now. You get that sweet plus the peat, plus the, you know, all the seaweed and the, you know, the ocean stuff. But I really like it.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finish, I should say, long, smoky, and bittersweet with waves of dried fruit, burnt sugar. Yes, that's what I'm getting, an earthy spice. That when you've burnt the sugar or the molasses or something like that, that is there.
Yeah, it's just, it's so tasty.
I need that.
No, the card. because it dawned on me that we've been saying the Oban and Talisker. We haven't said which Oban, which Talisker. They have names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So Oban is a warm welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Talisker is Molten Seas.
Oh, yes. I think that's true.
Singleton of Glen Ord is Into the Blue. And Lagavulin is Grain and Embers.
Embers, yes.
Which I think they're all appropriately descriptive.
Kudos to Diageo and your folk, because these are really interesting additions of things that we have mostly had before and have been surprised by. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure we've tried, except for the Singleton.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried them.
Now, the next, our next one, which we'll hopefully do in...
Well, in a couple weeks.
Yeah, in a couple weeks. We had the Klenlish. I looked up.
No, I don't recognize any of those names.
Yeah, it's going to be completely unknown to us. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, and they're ones that we probably never would try, you know, because of the price more than anything.
Oh, yes.
And availability here. I'm not sure how available a lot of these would be.
But if you get a chance, definitely try these out.
Well, and for me, this is one of the things that a big corporation like Diageo can do as opposed to an independent distillery. I always like to see the independent distilleries doing their thing. And, you know, that's balanced against the big corporations doing that. But, you know, when they foster this kind of innovation, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still a big Edredour fan because they are independent and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's you do what you can, and these guys have done some amazing things.
Yes.
Well, it's new, and it's experimental, and apparently they do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to next year already, and I haven't even finished this year's.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to offer it to us for...
Yeah. Well...
We'll have to send them this.
We may have to go out and purchase some more.
I know.
All right.
Well, I guess.
Well, yeah, that was very interesting and fun. Glad we were able to do this. This is the first episode of a two-parter. So next time we will be looking at some of the other ones they have in this set.
We will do Rose Isle. We will do Klenlish. We will do Tanninik, and we will do Deluan. Now, I looked up how to pronounce these, but I may have forgotten before that, so we will work on that for next week, or next episode.
Next time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Until next time. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time. Have a good evening.